Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Welcome to the podcast today. Glad that you joined. Today I'd like to talk about the will of God and when God wants you to do something, do you realize that you are able to do it because He will help you to accomplish it? Some of the people that God has used in the past are really remarkable in that they were so average. They were not the brightest in the class. They were not the most popular. They may not have been the best looking. Maybe average and below average and concerns of like that. Maybe they were on a lower economic scale. But we know that God uses the things of this world that are seen as foolishness. The world just says, oh, they can never use that person. They're below me. But God glories in using weak vessels. And so it's important for us not to be discouraged and think we can't do something or someone else is doing better than us, because it's God who does the work. When I was young, I remember learning and reading about a book that had been written by a named man, Norman Vincent Peale. The book was The Power of Positive Thinking. And he was an American Reformed theologian and pastor. He served in New York and led that church for over 50 years. And he wrote a number of things. But the thing he's known for the most was that book. And the idea is, if you can think positive, you can do whatever you want to do. Sometimes we hear that out in the world, that they say, you can do anything you want to do. Well, I'm 5'9". I've never been able to dunk a basketball, and I don't think that's ever going to happen at 70 years of age. Even though I can think positive and think I'm going to do it, I'm limited. And there are a lot of things that we're limited in our ability, physically, mentally, financially, socially. But God uses us for His glory, and what He calls us to do, He will equip us to do. But it's not just by positive thinking. It's not by psychology. And let me also say, it's certainly not by negative thinking. You know, who wants to be around people that think negatively? That's certainly detrimental to the cause of Christ. There are those that I call them the Eeyore Winnie the Pooh syndrome. Everything bad's going to happen. And anything good that happens, there's some negative side to it. So I think what we ought to be thinking about is not necessarily the power of positive thinking. We should be positive people because we're saved by grace. We know the Lord. We know He has a purpose in our lives. But I believe that what we should be thinking about is biblical thinking. The Bible says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Paul said, I've learned how to be abased. I've learned how to abound. Learned how to suffer loss. Learned how to gain. You know, we can be content wherever God places us. Whatever measure of success the world may think we have experienced or not. When you look at so many people in the Bible, the great thing about their faith was they faced trial and tragedy, and yet they survived through it. God can use anyone that wants to be used if we surrender our will to His will. The real issue is, what is our attitude? Do we believe that? Sometimes we're self-deprecating. We always play everything down, and we say, well, you know, I can't really do much. And You know, sometimes I think it's actually pride. It's we're afraid to say that we know the will of God or to do something in fear of failure. We ought not to fear failure. We ought to fear not doing the will of God. So where God leads us, what he leads us to do, that should be our goal. And whether we seem successful in the world's eyes or a failure in the world's eyes, none of that matters. We're doing the will of God. When you think of some of the early disciples, where John the Baptist beheaded, James beheaded, Peter, they prayed and he came out of prison. You think, were they successful? Or Stephen stoned to death. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 5,000 were saved. Who was the more successful one? Well, I think they both were successful because they did the will of God. Think about Jeremiah, the prophet. How would you like to be in his shoes and to think of the message he had to continue to give to the people of Israel? The message he gave is judgment is coming. We're going to be taken away captive. People didn't want to hear it. The prophets didn't want to hear it. Everybody wanted to be positive. They put him in prison. They almost starved him to death. Jeremiah got so discouraged that he was ready to quit. And then he said, there was a fire in my bones that I just couldn't help but to preach. That we need to keep that fire going. If God has a plan, whatever it is, we should follow it and see that as success. Ezekiel was not much better. If you go through the first half of the book of Ezekiel, boy, it's all negative, and all these matters of judgment are coming and why they're coming. And then we see that he reached the point his wife died, and then he had to get up as though nothing ever happened and go forward and preach, because it was a reminder of the people of Israel and God's relationship to them. So that prophet had a tremendous job, a very important job. I guess the thing that we have to do is to just live our lives after the Bible. Whatever God has called us to do, let's do it. Whatever task it is, whatever sacrifice that needs to be made, that's what we ought to do. Success is really measured by the extent of God's control in your life. It's not just on how many numbers you had, how big your church is, or even how many people you had saved. How closely do we resemble the very will of God and his control in our lives? I suppose Adoniram Judson would have looked like a failure for the first many years of his ministry, and yet he's had some of the greatest impact in any foreign country, that even to this day, his influence still remains. It's hard to measure this thing of success, but we can measure, am I obedient? Am I surrendered? Am I yielded to the will of God? And if we are yielded to the will of God, doing the will of God, whatever that is, however great the challenge, however inadequate we might think we are, still God can use us for his glory. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth and he said, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." So God used a handful of people to walk around the walls of Jericho. The walls fell down, and they gained confidence. They said, oh, we can do anything. Just send a few people up to Ai. And they forgot, no, it was God who did that. It wasn't them. So we need God. We need his help. And he will give it to us. God will provide for us. The need of the hour is laborers, and we have to be serious about praying for laborers, surrendering our life, rearing our children to serve the Lord. But biblical living is simply following the Bible. It's holy living. It has the proper motives to it. That should be our goal. Christ, it is Christ living in us. Some have called it the Christ life. And so we need to live as though Christ really lives within us, because he does, allowing him to work in and through us. Whatever you're facing, whatever the challenges are, you might be praying about the ministry and you think, I just can't do it. That, you know, all these other people seem qualified. Let me tell you something. No one seemed qualified when God called them. And God equipped them and enabled them and used them because they were willing. If God is calling and you believe that's his will, if you follow that, you'll see that God will meet your needs. He'll provide for you and he'll empower you. And whatever it is that maybe you've been pastoring for a while and it just seems like I can't get this church to grow. Wow, our finances are in horrible shape. I'm struggling with my home or family. God is able, if you surrender your life to him and you depend upon him. I mean, we have to realize we really need his help every day. We must depend upon him and his strength. And when we do, we draw energy and strength from him. The Holy Spirit will enable us and will help us. Sometimes I feel like everything's going so slow. It just doesn't seem like we're reaching that many people. And about the time I feel that way, I see God do something that with all my effort I couldn't do. And he brings in people. And then somebody comes from some effort that was made in the past. Or it's just an amazing thing how we just have to be faithful. And isn't that really the bottom line that's required in stewards, that a man be found faithful? Who can find a faithful man, or who can find a faithful woman? Our faithfulness is so important. I suppose there are those that get a church going, grows quickly, seems to be coming along pretty strong. But the one key element of a strong church, regardless of the size, the one key element is longevity of a pastor. Just because you've stayed, you've grown, you've faced problems, you dealt with them, you persisted, and God blesses those that are faithful through those difficult times. That doesn't mean that God can't call someone to various places or to be one place for a while, somewhere else for a while. God has led us to be here almost 50 years. I realize that may not be everybody's calling, but faithfulness is our calling. And whatever it is that he wants us to do, he will enable us to do it. He will do that work in our lives. Well, God bless you, and I trust you have a great day.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.